Hey everyone, it's your girl Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges. Ever feel like you're constantly spinning your wheels, chasing that next paycheck, or stressing about bills? I mean, come on, who hasn't been there? Financial worries can be a real drag, but the good news is, ancient wisdom has some surprisingly effective tools to help us navigate these modern money mountains. Today, we're diving into how mindfulness can actually help us manage our finances with less stress and more clarity. You know that feeling when your bank account balance looks like it's been through a roller coaster? We've all been there. It's easy to let fear, anxiety, or even greed take the wheel. But what if I told you there was a way to step back from the financial chaos and make calmer, more rational decisions? That's where mindfulness comes in. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is your inner GPS guiding you towards financial well-being. It helps you stay present, aware of your spending habits, and ultimately in control of your finances. First things first, mindfulness is about being fully present in the moment. Instead of constantly worrying about past mistakes or future uncertainties, mindfulness encourages us to focus on what we can control right now. So, how does this translate to your wallet? It means paying attention when you're making purchases, really considering if you need something before hitting that buy button. Ask yourself, do I genuinely need this, or am I just feeling impulsive? This simple shift in perspective can save you a ton of cash in the long run. Secondly, mindfulness helps us identify our spending triggers. Ever notice how certain emotions like stress, boredom, or even happiness can lead to impulsive spending? By becoming aware of these triggers, we can develop healthier coping mechanisms and break free from those mindless shopping sprees. Maybe it's taking a walk instead of scrolling through online shops when you're feeling down, or journaling your feelings instead of reaching for the credit card. Remember, it's about finding what works best for you. Next up, mindfulness allows us to cultivate gratitude for what we already have. It's easy to get caught up in a want mentality, but taking a moment to appreciate what we already possess can shift our perspective and reduce the need to constantly acquire more. Think about all the amazing things you have: your health, your loved ones, your talents. These are the real treasures that money can't buy. Now, mindfulness doesn't mean becoming a monk in a remote cave unless that's your thing. It's simply about incorporating small but powerful practices into our daily lives. Try setting aside a few minutes each day for mindful breathing or meditation. These practices can help you develop greater self-awareness and emotional regulation, which are essential for making sound financial decisions. Let me tell you a quick story that really illustrates this. A friend of mine was constantly stressed about money. He worked long hours, spent more than he earned, and felt trapped in a never-ending cycle of debt. One day, he decided to start practicing mindfulness. He started with just 5 minutes of meditation each morning, focusing on his breath and being present in the moment. Over time, he noticed a significant change. He became more aware of his spending habits, started making conscious choices about where his money went, and ultimately gained control over his finances. So remember this. Financial well-being isn't just about numbers, it's about creating a balanced and fulfilling life. By embracing mindfulness, you can find clarity amidst the chaos, make informed decisions, and cultivate a healthy relationship with money. Think of it like this: mindfulness is your secret weapon in navigating today's financial landscape. This week, challenge yourself to incorporate just one mindfulness practice into your day. It could be taking a few deep breaths before making a purchase, journaling your spending habits, or simply appreciating the things you already have. And don't forget to share your experiences with us. Let us know how mindfulness is helping you take control of your finances. Remember, we're all in this together. Until next time, stay mindful, stay awesome, and keep those wallets happy.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.